Nathan Segura, the notorious VIC Vic Carucci. It is, of course, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Be there at First Energy Stadium as your Cleveland Browns take on the Jacksonville Jaguars on December the 1st in a critical AFC matchup with serious playoff implications. Call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com for available tickets. You just heard from Solomon Wilcots saying that everything, the division, the wild card, still in front of the Browns and still very much in play. These next two games at home are critical. Be there, support the Browns. It's Steeler Week. Follow it up with a very, very winnable game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Again, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com for available tickets. We had heard last week from the CEO of the Cleveland Browns, Joe Banner, on this program. We had heard last week from the president of the Cleveland Browns, Alex Shiner, talking about the First Energy Stadium modernization project. And yesterday when we went off the air, shortly after we went off the air, around 3:15, Joe Banner and the mayor, Mayor Jackson of the city of Cleveland, got together and announced that they had at least come to a proposed agreement. Still has to be approved by the councilman, et cetera, but they came together at a proposed agreement for this stadium project moving forward, which is great news. Joe Banner talked about laying out the terms of said proposed agreement.
A fairly simple deal. The entire $120 million project will be paid up front by the Browns, regardless of whose responsibility, what portions of that is. We'll be getting a $2 million contribution over the remainder of the lease from the city to help offset a portion of that.
Yeah, and I think, and I like the way he broke it down. I watched that news conference, and it got a little unruly just in terms of a lot of repeated questions regarding the numbers and who's on the hook for what and how you explain it. And I thought Joe did a really good job there of concisely explaining what this all means. And, you know, I know people, especially folks who, regardless of their feelings about the Browns, just want to make sure that this isn't something where the football team is taking advantage of its clout as an NFL franchise. But it does have that. That's a fact. And that this is a fair deal, at least from the standpoint of the city. Honestly, in the many years I've been around this, when you're getting a lot of the money that is going toward this from the team itself. The league, of course, is involved in putting up those dollars that the teams can borrow for these stadium renovation projects and such. It's more than fair in real terms. And what the city is doing here in simple terms, this $2 million a year thing for 15 years, is what the lease calls for to be the landlord of the building, so to speak, the maintenance, the repairs. And those are all spelled out pretty clearly. And again, I thought the mayor did a great job of explaining that much with some specifics on what are the types of repairs that can be made from this. So, I know the skeptics want to think there's some kind of fleecing going on here. It's pretty straightforward in terms of what the city's responsibility is, but those major investments of the scoreboards and other pieces that are coming together in this, and none of this is small for any party. I'm not by any means suggesting that the city is, that this is an easy thing necessarily to happen, but it's somewhat straightforward, and the largest amount of investment is coming from the Cleveland Browns, coming from private money, not public money.
Right, and it's going to be a pretty exciting thing. I'm excited to check it out again. It is a very
good thing for the city. It's not just the Browns. Okay, the Browns are going to be winners here, and everybody else loses. I mean, if you're attracting concerts and you're doing what you're doing with games, you're doing things that make that vital. What is better than to be in downtown Cleveland when something big is happening at First Energy Stadium, Browns or something else?
And again, right? Exactly. And you can check out all the details of what's going to happen at firstenergystadiumproject.com. You can access that through our homepage at clevelandbrowns.com. Where obviously, you can get great articles from Vic Carucci, Matt Florjancic, and of course, Megan Rock will have the Cleveland Browns Daily wrap there as well later today. But continuing along with this, the Mayor Jackson said he was pleased how the deal works both short-term and long-term.
It will give us the ability at the end of 15 years to have a stadium that is in good shape, and we will own all the improvements, and that will be something that will be not only for football but for any other activities.
Yeah, and I love that point that the mayor made there regarding – a place that will be in good shape. That's the maintenance responsibility that the city carries in this, to make sure that this thing is not only that the improvements are made, but the whole infrastructure stays the way it needs to stay for sustainable viability of the whole and building, and that it has all the integrity and all those good things that you want a facility like that to have, a gemstone facility in your city. Joe Banner, the CEO of the Browns, calling it a good deal for the city.
The contribution that the city is making, $2 million per year, I think the city would describe as moderately below what its lease obligations are. We would describe as significantly below. So as it comes to some of the concerns you have about, you know, whose money or where is this coming from, we actually view this deal as a significant savings to the city versus the status quo or not making a deal.
So you're also, and smarter people than me, you're that would be you, with math. I mean, real dollars, projecting dollars over 15 years, what the value of $2 million per year is now versus what it'll be by the 15th year. However, this is, and I don't have all the specifics of how it's paid, but we just assume it's a sum that's due on a certain date, say each year. And I think you take that into account, that has advantages for the person, just like when you're, you know, doing any kind of a lease arrangement or whatever.
Sure, the net present value of money, notorious. Absolutely. See? You got to factor those types of things in
there. I remember that from fifth grade.
Yeah, but it is, the bottom line to me is that it's exciting. And when you go to firstenergystadiumproject.com, and knowing that this had to be done with the city and that the city's on board with it, it means that you're going to be able to watch the Cleveland Browns in a significantly enhanced and upgraded facility beginning as early as next year. It'll be a two-part process. Mm-hmm. And again, the details are available at firstenergystadiumproject.com. But it's going to be pretty awesome. And I think that as this team and this organization tries to make everything about the Cleveland Browns first class, from the building, the facilities, to the product, and most importantly, the product on the field, the stadium will be matching that vision. And I think that's one of the key things that the CEO, Joe Banner, and the president, Alex Shiner, shared with everybody here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, last week.
Yeah, their points have been that this is bigger than just one thing, that you look at the stadium project as something that is obviously huge and significant and lots of details and layers to it, but it's all part of an overall vision of where you see this team going, where they see this team going. And I think it's reasonable to say this at this date, wherever we are, which is November 20th, that the feeling of where the Browns are today and where we think they're going to be next season and the seasons beyond, I think it's legitimate to say that you can expect it to, for this line or curve or whatever, to be pointing in an upward direction, that the chart shows good things ahead based on what we've seen to date and based on what the plan is for the coming years. We've seen it and heard it in so many ways. Do we have the nitty-gritty details of exactly who will be on this team next year and who they're targeting in the draft? No. But I think we can be reasonably certain that those positions will be heavy on the offensive side, that as much as we know about this college crop, they can come away with some of those players that will make a difference on the offensive side. And mixing in right now what is a top five defense, you've got to be encouraged by that.
Absolutely. You've got to be encouraged by it, and that's why we are all so excited about this Browns team over the final six games of the year, and more importantly, beginning in 2004, less importantly, but beginning in 2014. This is a transformative period for the Cleveland Browns, and you're seeing that physically, and it manifests itself on the field as well as this team moves forward. When we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com will join us to give her thoughts on the Browns, what happened against Cincinnati. Take a look ahead as well to this Steeler game on Sunday. It's Steeler week. Get fired up. The Browns still very much alive in the playoff picture in the AFC.